Husband got up. The wife asked, "Where are you going?" "I am going to check on our little girl. Go back to sleep." The wife could not dismiss the feeling that her husband had been acting strange as well. This will be the third night in a row that he has visited their little girl. This was unusual behavior for him. He had never done this before. It had always been her responsibility to check in on their little girl. He left the bedroom, closing the door behind him. Honey could hear her dad coming down the hall. She had not fallen asleep the last couple of nights. She hopped out of bed and sat down on the opposite side of the bed, out of sight of the door. She had her knees pressed up to her chest and arms wrapped around her legs. Her head was buried in her knees. As Dad turned the doorknob and the door slowly opened, he saw that the bed was empty. He called out, "Honey, honey, where are you? Daddy's not going to hurt or harm you. I just want to hold you." Honey sat quiet, shaking and shivering. She tried to imagine herself on a stage, dancing and free from all worries. She could see herself looking out at the audience as she performed. She glided across the floor. She was free and living her dream. The stage was aglow with many lights, but none shined as bright as she did. When her performance had come to an end, the crowd stood and the rapture of applause sounded throughout the auditorium. When the applause was done, which went on forever, the conductor said, "I present to you Honey Love and Company." And the audience started again with a standing ovation. The applause was like the waves of the ocean crashing upon the shore as they rode from one side of the room to the other. There was not a dry eye in the room.